The Papua New Guinea government is looking at two options to fix a shortage of foreign currency that's affecting businesses and the economy. One of the options is to put a limit on the amount of rice that companies can import and sell. Acting Prime Minister and Treasurer Charles Abel says part of the PNG government's 100-day plan to fix the economy is reducing rice imports.
So the policy is to produce domestic rice, self-reliance, climate change, resistance in terms of food security. In concert with our tuna resource, we can lay the foundation for food security for Papua New Guinea, and we can help to alleviate some of this foreign exchange issue, and we can create jobs domestically.
The PNG government plans to create a policy to gradually grow rice in parts of the country. Former Agriculture Secretary Matthew Kanua says rice imports don't drain a lot of foreign currency.
Rice and meat imports, or total food and meat imports, in 2016 was only 15% of total imports. Total imports was something like 3.6 billion. And meat and food imports was something like half a billion. So, rice is not a heavy drain. It doesn't consume a lot of foreign exchange. So you can't use that argument to provide quotas to anybody.
Mr. Kanua says the government should look at investing money into cash crops that farmers would want to cultivate.
Compared to things like coffee or cocoa or even potatoes and sweet potatoes, growing those things and selling them earns the farmer more money than rice. So it's obvious that the choice is obvious. The farmers will go and produce, invest the time and resources and energy into anything that will return to them higher economic value and social benefit.
But Acting Prime Minister Charles Abel says the government will start by ensuring the people buy rice for a fair price.
We want to progress either that measure or another measure. The bottom line is, like I said, to ensure Papua New Guineans are paying for a fair price for the rice that is being imported, and to begin a process to encourage domestic production. Now, it may not necessarily be a quota system, but there will be some mechanism which we are working on to do that. In the first instance, we have to get an appreciation of the actual situation around the importation of rice, and then the cost of growing rice in Papua New Guinea. And we already have some of that information that's telling us what the global cost of rice is, the 5% jasmine blend from Thailand that most of us are eating these days, paying 4 kina at the stores per kilo.
The PNG treasurer says the government will use certain areas to grow between 150 to 200,000 tons of rice for domestic consumption.
At this stage, we are going to encourage domestic production of rice, and we have some partners already speaking to us of what needs to be done, and we're looking at the Central Plains, Pacific Plains, and the Baia Valley. There is enough space there in terms of alienated government land to produce 150,000 to 200,000 tons of rice. And so we want to begin to accelerate that process. And it's the different means whereby which we can go about encouraging that.
In the meantime, the government still has to come up with a policy to support their plans for domestic rice production in the country.